The Lord bless you, precious family. It's July the 10th, 2015. And the Lord had a beautiful message tonight. And it has to do very much with dwelling prayer and being in His presence and loving Him. The Lord began, "I want to bring everyone back to dwelling prayer. This is a safe haven for your souls. It does not matter whether you see me or not." No, truly it doesn't. What matters is your intention to be with me in this way, to hold me in your heart. Seeing and hearing me, that's additional, and will be given to you when I deem it necessary. Does that shock you, my love? A little, Lord. Well, I intended to tell you all this much earlier, but now it is a necessity for you all to understand. It isn't the result that matters so much. It's your intention. Blessed is he or she who believes and has not seen. For many of you, this is a sacrifice. Yet I know how to reward my servants and my bride, and wish for you to be very, very sensitive and observant and grateful for all I give you. Gratitude indeed opens the door for my blessings. I know how hard it is to be grateful when things are dry. I am well aware of your struggles with faith. I am, after all, right there beside you and within you. What I'm looking for, my brides, is true worship in spirit and in truth. I want you to ponder my miracles, my compassion, my mercy. When you connect with just one thing that is awesome to you, enter into my heart with worship. Go there. Go with that recognition of my greatness. Ponder. Ponder and ponder even more how wonderful I am. Allow that to carry you along through the breezeway of divine love. Swim, fly, soar up into the very heart of that thought, and allow it to carry you into my presence. You will find me when you seek me with all your heart. I am not an easy catch. I know the kind of love each and every one of you are capable of. I know the depths of your love. I'm calling unto deep. Deep calls unto deep, and the depths of my love for you is calling unto the depths of your love for me. I want to release you into the fullness of the love you carry in your heart for me, such transports as you've never known before. They're buried under layers and layers of sediment, years of pain, indifference, preoccupation with the world, disappointments in life, shattered dreams, and things you've yet to understand and resolve in your hearts. Many of you do not understand the path I have chosen for you. You do not understand why I allowed certain events in your lives, and you will not until you are here with me and you have the whole picture. You were still grieving that you could not attain your dreams. You have not let go of the past, but hang on to it even though it is long since dead and decayed, buried inside you, where it pollutes your soul. These are the things that are in the way of your intimacy with me. Hanging on to the past, not discerning the beauty and purpose of the present, will separate you from me. There's bitterness there. Why, God, did you allow that? There's unforgiveness there. Why, God, why did you allow that? There's profound disappointment and confusion there. Why, Lord, why? I cannot heal you of that until you let go of the purse of your own opinion, that which you are holding tightly to yourself. Until you see the futility of your own limited understanding in the light of the Eternal One, I want to heal you, but you must ponder my glories until you see how very useless your opinion is. Until it becomes without worth to you, you will clutch that disappointment with all its questions tightly in your heart, where that decaying corpse will continue to pollute. I want to free you, my children. I want you to soar with me, but you must be convinced of my wisdom, my workings, and my absolute commitment to you, that I give you only what is best for your highest good. For many of you, had I given you what you so desired, you may very well have lost your souls. You may have found your worth in your accomplishments rather than in my accomplishment on the cross for you. Truly, what is the net worth of a man? Is it his holdings, his wealth, his family, his fame? Can any of these hold a candle to my passion, voluntarily undergone just for you? Do you see? The body and blood of God was crucified for you. Can any of your accomplishments mount up to Calvary? Are they all not like the dust of the earth, one day a stone monument, another day a heap of sand? Do you see how futile your reasoning is? I'm calling you to let go of what you thought was the great purpose of your life. I am asking you to forsake your own wisdom and empty yourself at the foot of the cross. I alone hold the keys to the great and glorious meaning of your life. Empty yourself before me, and I will fill you with my wisdom, my understanding, and the tremendous worth of your soul to me. So precious are you to me that if I had to live through 1,000 Calvaries for you, I would. So put aside your shallow human wisdom and oh so limited understanding of your worth, and embrace me in gratitude for all I did not allow you to accomplish in your life. Say to me, forgive me, Lord. Of course, what you planned for my life and what you allowed has far more merit than anything I could possibly dream of or desire. Of course, you know better. Forgive me. This is the posture I'm looking for in those of you who have not yet been able to truly connect with me. I need you to empty yourselves and come to the settled conclusion that all your wisdom is still nothing before God, your Creator. I say this lovingly, my children, because I love you so tenderly, but I must get it across to you, there is much you are yet holding on to, and that is in our way. Forsake yourself. Those who seek to save their lives will lose them, and those who lose their life for my sake will save it. Apply this now to your understanding, my precious ones, and the barrier between us will come down. I love you tenderly. I wait for you.